The next item we have on the agenda are permits, projects over $500,000 with no objections and with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Watkinson?
Yes, sir, Commissioner. Good morning. Good morning, associate members. Today we have two so-called page two items. We have subjected these projects to our public interest review. There have been no objections, and staff is recommending approval. With that, I'll read the project description for each of the two projects. Huntington Ingalls Incorporated, Newport News Shipbuilding, request authorization to mechanically maintenance dredge up to 300,000 cubic yards a year of state-owned submerged land to maintain depths of minus 30 feet below mean low water adjacent to Pier 8, Pier 9, Dry Dock 3, and Dry Dock 12, depths of minus 40 feet below mean low water adjacent to Pier 5, Pier 6, Dry Dock 1, Dry Dock 2, Dry Dock 4, and Dry Dock 12, depths of minus 50 feet below mean low water adjacent to Pier 2, Pier 3, Dry Dock 10, Dry Dock 11, and Outfitting Berth 1, and depths of minus 72 feet below mean low water adjacent to Floating Dry Dock Basin at Huntington Ingalls Newport News Shipyard, adjacent to the James River in the city of Newport News. In this case, staff has recommended approval with adherence to the permit conditions listed in the previously authorized permit, which was VMRC number 100518. Essentially, this is re-permitting a previous dredging project that was authorized 10 years ago. In keeping with staff policy, after 10 years, we review a new permit application to make sure conditions are the same. Item 2B, Electric and Power Company, request authorization to modify their existing permit. This is, involves temporarily impacting an additional 184 linear feet of state-owned Sebagus bottom to facilitate alternative construction access to transmission line support structures 24/180 through 224/182 in support of the line 224 Mattapony River Rebuild Project in King and Queen County. We'd be happy to try and answer any questions that you might have.
Any questions for Mr. Watkinson by members of the commission? And for the record, that is Mr. Anthony Watkinson, Chief of the Habitat Management Division. Any questions by members of the commission? There being none, this is a public hearing. Does anyone wish to be heard on these matters, pro or con? For or against? There being none, the chair will entertain a motion to approve the projects over $500,000 with no objection.
Dr. Moon, to approve page two items.
Is that Mr. Tankard?
Yes.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second it, Dr. Neal.
Seconded by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? Mr. Tankard?
Aye.
Mr. Zedrin?
Aye.
Dr. Neal?
Aye.
Mr. Ballard?
Aye.
Mr. Minor? Mr. Minor? Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett?
Aye.
Recalling Mr. Minor.
Looks like he just left for a second, Steve. He might have had bad connection.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he just hopped off.
Okay, we've lost Mr. Minor. The chair votes aye. We do have majority vote on these items. We'll check with Mr. Minor later to see what his vote would be if he was on to hear the matters.